Number one today is Thursday, May 7th, 2026. And this is the week in charts. I'm so thank all you guys and girls for attending. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. So what are we talking about? Well, current market conditions as usual, and especially now, I have a lot to say about that. Your questions on trading, your favorite stock and crypto picks, you can go ahead and punch those in now. If you're on YouTube, there's a little lag due to the simulcast, so it might take me a minute. I'm going to continue to focus on the missing piece, and that's show me the methodology, okay? Show me what you're going to do, do it, and then let's talk about it. And that's what I've been doing for a while, and that'll make sense in just 1 minute. Hey, Dave, the market's going up. Why aren't we more long? We'll talk about that, too. And that's very important when it comes to following the methodology. There's all my contact information. I'll bring that up in just a second. There's a disclaimer screen. As you know, you can lose money trading, or as often sum it up, all predictions about the future and a lot of stuff can happen between now and then. Greg Morse. There's my contact information again. Feel free to shoot a screenshot. You can also reach me at dave@davelandry.com. As I said, a nausea and a missing piece for me early in my career, I had some success. And when I'd lose money, I was like, what's wrong with me? And then I realized once I got to see other traders trade, I'm like, oh, okay, it's normal that you occasionally lose money. It's normal to have ups and downs, no matter how long you've been doing this. And one thing I was thinking about when I was putting my slides together, and I've said this before, I was going through all my old archives as part of today's presentation, not all of them, some of them. And I'm like, you know, I wish somebody else would put all their trades out there, warts and all, so I could take a look at them and I could learn their methodology. I was in a webinar a while back and some guy was explaining his methodology. It's like, okay, that makes kind of sense. And then he shows this trade that's just off in left field, some options trade where he just bought a shit ton of options and made a bunch of money. I was like, well, that had nothing to do with your methodology. So what I like to show is my methodology, what I'm going to do, okay, tell you what I'm going to do, and then do it and let the chips fall where they may. Anyway, this was going to be a mystery chart, but it did trigger yesterday to the penny. And if you're a client, let me know if you did get long on that trigger. By the time I got my order in, because when I went to place my order, it's a stock that you have to talk to a broker on, I guess, because it's so volatile. Anyway, nice bigger picture, long-term bottom in the works, okay? Also, a cup and handle, or if you prefer, a saucer and handle. Bigger picture pattern. We have a bow tie here. That's when the moving averages come together in one direction, from one direction, spread out and go in the other. They were in downtrend proper water, and then they flip back over to uptrend proper water. 10 graded 20, 20 graded 30. The bow ties are over here, you can see. And this just tells you what direction they're headed, okay, or what order they're in. So back here, you can see coming into this, they were still in uptrend proper water. They flipped over to downtrend proper water, and they give the appearance of a bow tie. That in and of itself can really help to keep you on the right side of the market. There's a little lag in there, obviously, but it can really help you. Anyway, nice little pullback here. Big thrust from lows again. There's all the parameters. Entries here. Stop is here. Additional profit target is up here. And let's see what happens. Well, yesterday it triggered. Today it's come right back in, unfortunately. So we had $994 open at the time of this snapshot. So far, not so good on that one. What did I just say? Warts and all. But should we give up? No. Let's see what happens. All right. We have a new mystery chart for today. This is an IPO. You can see it came public and tanked. If you took the IPO course, you know I have a day one rule. And that says that if day one makes the high, well, first of all, no IPO is to be bought any sooner than the close of day five, okay? So that's the first rule. And you're going to be surprised when you start looking at a lot of IPOs, how many of them stop out, or I should say, how many of them implode during the first week of trading and never take out their day one high. So that's the other rule, is that we don't buy until the market closes above the day one high, if that day one sets the high for the week. Now, I've got lots of examples of that in the Facebook group, so check those out. Anyway, So day one's a high, the IPO, at least initially, it bottoms out, and then it begins to rally nicely. Now, technically, the buy at D would have been actually on this day here. That's a little stretched to buy it. Sometimes with a buy at B, I will get in a little early intraday if I see that stock really, really moving. In a case like this, I might think about getting in a little early on the buy at B pattern. But anyway, that's not the idea today to discuss a buy at B. We've discussed that quite a bit in the past. The idea today is discuss first deep retracements. That's when an IPO takes off on a sharp angle higher and then has a really deep retracement. And I think I alluded to this pattern in my first book. Anyway, there's the parameters down below. That's the spreadsheet, which will be available soon in a few days. You can find that on YouTube, and then you can find the older ones on DaveLeonard.com/archives. In fact, I went to archives. I updated them recently, and then I went there yesterday to grab all the slides for today and earlier today, actually. Anyway, entries here. Stop is down here. Initial profit target is up here, so we'll see how it shakes out. DNN, this was a former mystery chart. And a mystery chart is a chart that comes usually, I'd say 99.9% of the time, comes directly from a trading service. So it was recommended before it triggered, obviously. It was recommended ahead of time, okay, without hindsight. And then I follow through here in the mystery charts once I reveal them, obviously once they trigger. Entry, the stop, and they're, again, straight from a trading service. So you see it triggers an entry, and initially it kind of begins to take off a little bit. So we're thinking we're doing pretty good. Unfortunately, it begins to roll over, but it doesn't stop out. And then it did come back significantly when I took this snapshot. So we're going to hang with it and see what happens. Right now we're at a loss, but it could be the comeback kid. Or as I said last week with my coon-ass voice, you can do it. All right, Monster, this is a leftover short. We're going to talk about how we played the rollover and how, unfortunately, we're not super long right now in just a few minutes. But this is one short that's still left over. It pulls back. There's the parameters up there. Entries here. Stop is up here. Initial profit target down here. And initially, it worked out pretty well. But then now it's began to meander. It still doesn't look like a great stock, okay? It looks like it could be in trouble. And as of the snapshot, we're almost back to break even on that one. So here's another mystery chart. Let's see, it accelerated higher, pulls back to the moving average. And I think this one didn't trigger. So we should reveal this one. This was RLAB, R-L-A-B. Looks like the P's are starting to get hit. Okay, I got this text from a client a few days ago. From the outside, looking in as a friend, your trading ideology is costing you a lot of money because there aren't any pullbacks at this time. Okay, well, he used the word ideology. And I don't know if that's the exact right word. My ideology is trend following. And there are cases where I will take breakout trades. And I'll show you one in a few minutes I took in crypto, an altcoin. And also the Landry 100, we'll get to that in just a second too, has a lot of really strong stocks in it. And those were bought at new highs, okay? So that's a bit of a breakout thing. Now that's a little hypothetical, which proves the point of trend following, okay? The core methodology requires a pullback. Now, we do trade occasionally breakouts in IPOs, as I alluded to just a second ago. But for the most part, or all the time, I should say, we're trading pullbacks in the core trading service. Now, until the market pulls back or until some sectors start correcting, you get a rolling correction, you won't get a lot of setups. So I'm going to show you the ebb and flow of how we got in. And I want to back things up a little bit and show you what happened when this happened last year, okay? And then as he says, the same thing happened last April and May. It wasn't until the goals took off and then pulled back before you actually got in. So yes, he's correct on that for the most part, but I do want to walk you through what happened back then. So if we go back to last April, and he said that I was a little late to the game, and you will be late. And one thing that I didn't get around to doing, and I'll probably have to make a part two of this because there's so much to cover. But the part two of it is you're going to be a little late to the party as a trend follower, and you might overstay your welcome a little bit, okay? Because if you have like a V-shaped recovery, you're still following this trend, as I'm going to show you in a few minutes, and then this trend begins to emerge. Now, last April, it wasn't the melt up that we saw this year, okay? And we'll get to this year in 1 second. But notice the market, let's back this out. Notice the market sold off hard at the beginning of April, had a decent rally, okay? Then sold off hard again before recovering once again. Now, what's kind of interesting is even though it looked like it went up from like the early April on, it still was actually down for the month of April. So April last year was actually a negative month, even though that turned out to be the bottom of the market. Now, I fast forwarded to the end of September. And the reason I did that was in 2025 is because from May on, okay, we did have a really, really, really good trend. And the trend was fairly persistent during that time. So I said, okay, Dave, let's go in and take a look at the portfolio on September 30th. So you can see we had 18,000 and a half in open profits, and that's based on a hypothetical 100K account. I do take these trades. I take them all in a model account. I do take them in other accounts too. And you can see that the TFPM actually went on in early May, okay? So technically the bottom was in April, but as you saw from that chart, okay, half of April went down, okay? And then it went up a little bit, then it went down again, and then it went up again. So you won't know, obviously, until hindsight, whether or not that was the bottom or not. But you can see in May, we did get long a couple of stocks, okay? That was after April, obviously. So this was from a presentation I did earlier this year where I did a walkthrough on all the trades. Now, I'm not going to walk you through all these again, but I want to show you that we got stopped out on some longs. As you can see, the market begins to implode. We were still looking to get long here because we had a setup, okay? Even though the market was a little questionable, I'm guessing I liked the setup. I don't take a setup I don't like, so I'm sure I liked it. But then as the market began to slide, we began shorting. So we shorted CCL, we shorted JBL, and we shorted TPR. Okay, so that was the slide we had last March, right? Which began in February. So the long started stopping out. We started putting on shorts. So again, just to remind you, those CCL, JBL, and TPR were the shorts. JBL stopped out at an okay gain. You're not going to get rich on the short side, as I preach. And then back on April 4th, we did have a buy, okay? And that was a gold stock. So we were already looking to get long, even though the market had bottom, because it was a gold stock. Now, that one didn't trigger the gold stock, the WPM. But the point is that we were still trying to put on setups, in this case, a gold stock, because the market was still going down, but we felt like it had the potential trade contracts of the market, okay? And then we also got long this AGI, and that one unfortunately didn't work. So we were looking to put on longs, but sometimes they don't work. And then we put on our gold stock, and then you can see we got stopped out of the shorts, okay? Another gold stock here, and then that was a defense stock. Gold and defense were hot last year, okay? Those trends were well established before we got on. The only time you can kind of get in early would be like that aforementioned bow tie. Sometimes you can get in at very low levels, but for the most part, if you're playing pullbacks, you're going to be again a little late to the party. So there's that Katos, and then you can see these are just different stocks we got long throughout the year, but we did get long quite a few stocks. Now there were some losses obviously in here, but the big gainers, the big winners, triple digit winners, and some of those golds and defense and such like Katos, 106%. Okay, that makes a big difference. And that covers a multitude of cents. Okay, KYTX, okay, better than the poke in the eye type of trade. And then Cypher, better than the poke in the eye. And then ATAI stopped out for, again, better than the poke in the eye type of trade. ABCO turned out to be okay longer term. And then there's another loss. So we occasionally do have losses. NUAI, pretty good, 43% and 59% on the first and second loaf on that one. So those were the longs leading up to that big run. Well, those were the longs that we got in during that run. Now let's fast forward to 2026. And you can see that market went kind of sideways at the beginning of the year. And right here, we didn't know it at the time, but that was the top in January, okay? And even though the market's going a little sideways, and you can see an open portfolio looking really good. So these were the long-term winners that we rode, okay? Going all the way back to May, okay? And these numbers are decent, obviously. So 23,000 in open profits, AXTI. With another recommendation, even though the market's a little sideways. And the ASTI was, let's see when that was. That was on 122, okay? So right here, the market's just off of all-time highs. It's getting a little sideways, but it's right at all-time highs. So it's okay to continue to get long because you don't know whether it's just taking a pause. February, a little sideways, but we still had a few longs. At least in early February, right? Because the market's just off all-time highs. And DNN, I think PL is a defense stock, and DNN is uranium. That's the one, the comeback kid, hopefully. I just said hope. So we did get long those two stocks. And fortunately, well, the PL worked out. The DNN so far is, we don't know. But what happened in March? Okay, we began to slide, okay? And by the end of March, we were short VSCO, which failed miserably, and MNST. We'll see what happens there. We don't know what's going to happen, okay? So that's that slide that happened there. So we stopped getting long, and we started looking the short. Thank God we didn't get super aggressive on the short side, okay? Now, that's another short there that did not trigger, okay? But you can see, at the end of March, the market was going down. So that's why we look to short, to continue shorting, right? So we had this V-shaped recovery. If you're a pullback player, you're not going to play V-shaped recoveries, okay? And there's a few breakout traders out there right now that are a little smug. And you got to realize that the sun doesn't shine on the same dog's ass every day, okay? So they're feeling pretty good. It's like what they don't tell you is how many times did they play breakouts and they failed, okay? Now, I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. You know, it's like, but Dave, didn't the Lender 100 breakout methodology? Yeah, we're buying new 52-week highs, but we're buying a big basket of them, okay? And enough of them take off, usually at least, to make it worthwhile. So your breakout traders back here, even though the market was occasionally hitting brand new highs, okay, they were probably a hurting pup because a lot of times breakouts fail. Before everybody had a computer on their desk, breakouts tended to follow through a little bit more, okay? Or if you get into like a rip-roaring bull market like 1999, then breakouts can work. Anyway, so during that sharp retrace, we didn't know whether it was a retrace or not. The market, if you take a look at it, had quite a bit of overhead supply to get through. So anybody who bought during this big old fat range, December, and probably a little bit of November, December, January, February, okay, and then partially into March, anybody who bought into that would likely be looking to get out at break even, okay? Anybody who got scared when the market slid, a lot of people were confusing the issue and facts in too. They were like, Dave, what are you doing? There's a war. I'm like, there's a war? I didn't know that. Of course I did that, but I try not to let it affect my trading. Anyway, so in the middle of April, there were no setups, okay, because the market is just making a sharp retrace. We don't know if that's going to be the bottom yet. Turns out it was, okay? So now market continues to kind of melt up. You can see here, we did make a stab at another buy. There wasn't a whole lot of buys, okay, because the market hadn't pulled back. But this stock, biotechnology, pulled back, former mystery chart. And you can see the CLMT stopped out. That is the poke of the eye type of trade. We talked about that. Still short the monster and still long DNN. That one did not trigger, okay? And then this melt up continued. Now, the market did kind of wedge for a while. When we get to the live charts, I'll show you that, which is a bearish pattern, but you don't want to rush out and short it. You just want to be careful. When the market takes off and this starts to drift like that, it's decelerating. It's a very dangerous market to buy into. Although the market went up, okay? So this was the NKLR trade a couple days ago, or yesterday, I should say. So we are looking to get long. We just haven't had a whole lot of stock setting up. And that's why it seems like, and that's why it's like, okay, we got a negative portfolio, which sucks, okay? And the market's going up. But we're looking to get long. We're looking to jockey for position. Now, the point is, if you go back to where we had that big fat portfolio, fat profit portfolio at the end of September, we had a great trend, great persistent trade coming into it, okay? And we got long all those stocks along the way, and through proper money management, we wrote out some big winners, some triple digit gainers. And that's the ultimate goal. Now, part two, I probably want to do a little bit of a summary here, but again, as a trend follower, you're going to be a little late to the party. And I think it might have been Greg Morris that said, but I think others have said it too, in order to follow a trend, you must first have a trend to follow. The other thing you have to be careful of, and this is definitely a Greg Morris-ism, is, and I wish I could find it in his book, but somewhere in there he says that the absolute worst time to change your system is during the heat of battle, okay? And again, the sun doesn't shine in the same dog's ass every day. So I am not going to abandon a methodology I've been trading for 30 years because the market is going up and not pulling back much, okay? If this turns out to be the real deal, there'll be plenty of time to get long along the way. It doesn't work well when there's a melt up, okay? It doesn't work well when the market doesn't follow through. It doesn't work well in choppy markets, okay? But if you do get a longer term sustainable trend, it can work quite well. So I'm going to summarize that a little bit more next week, but you kind of get the idea. And it's like, yeah, you know, your FOMO begins to set in. Now the text said that I was losing money. I'm not losing money, okay? But some of the positions aren't working. I get that. But I'm just not making as much as I could. There's an opportunity cost that I'm missing, okay? And that opportunity cost is because I'm waiting for opportunities that fit the core methodology, okay? So that's what's happening with the service right now. Yeah, it sucks, and yeah, it's painful, and you know, I get put under a microscope for it, but I could justify it by saying I can't sleep at night, you know, by saying, or sometimes sleep at night, by saying, okay, well, we're playing pullbacks, and we don't have any pullbacks, so there's nothing to do. There were a lot of crappy looking setups during this period, but not any really solid looking stocks just yet. So stay tuned. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can sustain this. I think we will get the mother all corrections at some point, but right now it's kind of a Charlie Kirk opportunities. I need to come up with a name for Charlie that doesn't confuse him with the Charlie Kirk that was assassinated, but Charlie Kirk, the trader, in one of his recent Kirk opportunities said that it's a lockout kind of market. I don't know if he was quoting somebody else. I think he might have, but it's like, because the market's just going straight up, you're kind of locked out of getting in, and you can't just jump in midstream again, unless you're trading 100 stocks at a time, a basket of 100 stocks. Okay. Which we'll look at now. So anyway, speculation is alive and very well, very alive and well. The other thing I want to point out, and I think it's the last 3 or 4 days running, we've had these huge gainers in the Landry 100. And I've been putting out on X and in my Facebook group and on Substack too, that surprises tend to happen in the direction of the trend. There's been one a day for several days, and there was two today. So very impressive. So here's today's surprise of the day. Life, LIFE, up 27% today. I just put this one in on Cinco de Mayo. Look at that. 5th of May. It's up 40% since the 5th of May. Now, my methodology requires a pullback. So I am not long this stock personally, but as it's banging out new highs, I'm like, you know what? That would be a good candidate to replace some of the weaker stocks in the Landry 100. And this SITM today up 26%. And there's been quite a few, like I said, over the last several days, same sort of action. Now, as I've been saying quite a bit, when a market follows through, you could buy new highs, right? If you're buying enough of them. So you can see these gainers in here. AXTI is 1,600%. I think I have a bigger one here. Here we go. So AXTI was put in on 1027. So last week I talked about a testament for sticking with your winners, cutting your losses short, riding winners, right? So going back to October, and we can go all the way back. What's the, there's one in here. Okay, Dokken has been in here over a year. So that's pretty impressive. And if you take a look at the closed trades, which I do put out a report on this on Substack. If you take a look at the closed trades, you'll notice that most of them were put on recently. And they're coming out at fairly small losses. And that's because we're doing a constant window dressing where we're putting in better stocks, okay? And if they perform, they get to stay, okay? So as I've said ad nauseum, once had a client and he identified his problem. And by the way, once you do this a little while, this trading thing, you will know what you're doing wrong. You know what you're doing wrong? As I often say, you know what you're doing wrong, okay? And I've actually gotten people to forcibly admit that when I found out what they were doing wrong by looking at their trades, and they do, okay? But over time, again, once you get a little experience, you'll know what you're doing wrong, and you will hopefully not do that. Anyway, I forget where I was going with that, but you can see these numbers are pretty good, okay? And that's just by cutting losses short and riding the winners, okay? Now, I'm going to talk out of the other side of my mouth here for a second. In crypto, I actually, and I just started trading crypto again, not that I quit, I just wasn't seeing a lot to do there. Usually when Bitcoin is not doing well, it's not a good time to trade crypto overall. So that's your bellwether, obviously. When Bitcoin is doing well, then people tend to get excited about the altcoins, aka shitcoins. But anyway, let's hop into crypto. And here's a trade I took yesterday or day before. And in crypto, sometimes, as I often say, you just come in here and look at the strongest pairs, okay? Especially if Bitcoin is doing okay. And sometimes you can buy the ones that are going straight up, okay? Like that looks kind of interesting. Looks like it's kind of bottomed out. Now it's breaking out from lows. That one looks pretty good, okay? You can see it's kind of cup and handle beginning to break out. So in an inefficient market, sometimes you could just buy the stocks that are going straight up. That's the type of thing that could work really well when you're in a momentum market. You can play that relative strength game. Now in crypto, just to keep it easy, whenever I get in, I put in a 20% IPT, okay? Take off half your shares at 20%. Now, if these strong stocks or crypto like this start pulling back, then see you have a nice little pullback here, I'll start playing pullbacks like that, just like the core methodology. But because this market is inefficient and an emerging market, I guess you would say, these things could just trade, just go absolutely crazy. I mean, look at the gains in here, 50%, 30%, 30, 50%. You know, they don't all go up. and they often end badly, okay? But with a little money management, you can do okay. Any crypto pairs you guys want to check out? All right, let's go ahead and shift gears. Well, let's take a look at Bitcoin first, and then we'll shift gears and get into stocks. So Bitcoin's been bottoming out for some time, and it looks okay. I mean, it's a nice little trend today, notwithstanding, but you have lots and lots of overhead supply to deal with, okay? That's of some concern. All right, let's shift gears and go over to stocks. Here's your Ledger 100. So here's your big gainers today, SITM. Life, this one's up 6%, looks okay. All right, let's take a look at the overall market, then we'll drill down a little. First of all, S&P 500, I was a little concerned about this wedging action, but we've been in a honey badger kind of market, okay? And you wanna see a market go up, well, you wanna see it go up, and then you wanna see it accelerate higher. You don't wanna see it decelerate like this in a wedge. Now, granted, it did trade significantly higher doing that wedge, broke out of it yesterday nicely, but now we're stalling out a little bit. The trend obviously remains up, and we did clear the prior top of the trading range decisively, so that's a good thing. So I will be looking to get long pullbacks in here. Now, if the pullback doesn't trigger, the market rolls right back over, we won't get long, okay? But you can't have FOMO, like I've been saying earlier, when the market just goes absolutely straight up out of nowhere, okay? Now, if this market pulls back fairly orderly or does a TKO or something and then goes straight up again, shame on you or shame on me if I don't catch that move out. But again, I'm following a methodology. NASDAQ composite right at all-time highs. Looks like it's losing a little steam today. I'm seeing some people out there pointing out these little candle patterns. It's like, you know, they would point them out back here and such. And I hear you, but it's always a pattern, right? And then these little patterns don't always suggest a major top in place, okay? So I wouldn't read too much into a candle pattern. I get too excited about them because my problem with the candle people, like I said, is it's always a pattern. And it's not always a pattern. Sometimes the market is just chopping around or whatever. Russell 2000, a bit of a bummer today, outside day down so far. So that's looking kind of ugly. We had a nice little breakout from this little minor double top, which is a bullish pattern when you break out above that. But now it's coming back in a little bit. ETH shares have been coming back, well, it came back yesterday, I should say. But then they're getting really whacked today. So I was saying just a few days ago, ETH shares aren't buying it, and they're not buying it once again. That's the rest of the world. So the rest of the world seems a little bit more jittery than the United States. Gold stocks, a bit of a rally today off the best levels. They still look toppy, and at the least, they're all over the place, so avoid them for now. Biotechnology getting whacked pretty hard. It's stuck in the sideways range. And then the XBI had been looking a little bit better, but it did pull all the way back to its breakout levels, and then today it's stalling out, coming back in again. So wait for some renewed strength there before getting too excited. Now on the upside, a lot of areas at or near new highs. Lithium looking pretty darn good. Let's take a look at the semiconductors. Semiconductors off a little today, but boy, they've been in melt-up mode. A lot of semiconductors in the Ledger 100. Quantum computing, another one of those areas. All-time highs just this morning, right? Coming back in a little, but so far so good there. Bonds have been kind of ugly as of late, and then today they're turning back down, so they remain in the downtrend, albeit a choppy one. So that's pretty ugly, and that's obviously not a good thing. I guess you can't have everything, as Mr. Wright says. Where would you put it? Major drugs selling off fairly hard. Looks like a top remains in place here. That's one of those uglier areas. Defense is looking pretty ugly too. This is basically the MG group, but you can see so far just pull it back. Looks poised to make a new leg lower. ITA, I should say, looking kind of ugly too within defense. Software's been bottoming out, and today it's got a nice little pop higher. So a little breakout trade is gonna be, hey, look at these. It's working great, right? What else is happening? Kind of interesting that MAGS, which was a prior leader, is now a new leader again. It rarely does that happen, but MAGS has been kind of amazing. You know, leader, laggard, leader, you know, usually, and I think the story I've told often would be like 2008 when oil went to $200 a barrel. I was, I think that might have been my first trip to Italy. We were over there and we went to award ceremony for all these mutual fund managers, and they were all the top awards went to all these energy mutual fund managers, and I think it was Bollinger across from me. Well, I know it was Bollinger across from me. My wife's like, "Who's that guy? Seems like a big deal." It's like, "Oh, he invented an indicator, put his name on." It's like, "Well, why don't you do that?" I'm like, "Okay." So I started naming everything or putting Landry in front of it. But anyway, all these guys went up there and gave all these flowery speeches, and I leaned over to John, I'm like, "I bet you're not gonna see any one of those here next year, because energies went straight up, and then what happens afterwards? They went straight down." But so the point I'm trying to make here is rarely do prior leaders become the new leaders, but it's worked out fairly nicely. I think semiconductors actually would kind of be an example of that, but they never did really lag that much. Maybe back here, okay, in 2025 before they came back with a vengeance. But semiconductors have been going straight up. That's pretty amazing. Okay. Just not really letting us in. This little tiny little dip here was not enough to get in. But oh, by the way, keep an eye out for opening gap reversals in the semiconductors. We played one last week. I hope somebody else played it other than me. All service stocks looking questionable now. Okay. So far, they're just pulling back. But now they pulled all the way back to their prior breakout levels. My concern here has been forever that energies overall just had a big fat retrace to them and looking ugly. And you can see those energies are continuing to implode out of that retrace rally. Watch all the market in the minutes, or if you can't sleep at night, go in and watch all the old trading services. A lot of areas, quantum computing, I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but I think I did. But just off of all-time highs, looking pretty good. Rare earths looking pretty good. Lithium was just at all-time highs. Another one of those areas looking pretty good, just pulling back a little bit. Steel, outside day now, but so far it's broken out to all-time high. So far, so good there. So all these areas, when the market begins to correct a little bit, which we might be seeing a little bit today, F, we'll start setting up on the long side. Now, once they pull back, okay, we're gonna wait for entry. So if they don't trigger an entry, we're going to not take the trade. Like RLAY recently, you can see it just kept pulling back, pulling back, pulling back. I mean, it looks okay now, but it pulled back so much we pulled it off of the list. Okay, so that one's obviously not working. All right, any questions on anything? Anything you want me to take a look at? Going once, going twice. Well, obviously, I want to thank everybody for attending today. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. Anything in answer, Dave at DaveLandry.com. Oh, by the way, I'm always looking for content. So if there's something you want me to cover, my job is a lot easier if you tell me what you want. So just tell me what you want, what you really, really want, and I'll be happy to cover that. I'm from the 1900s. That was a song from the 1900s. All right. Okay. Well, quiet bunch today. I appreciate again you coming. Anything in answer, easy for me to say. DaveLandry.com. I'll see most of you guys and girls that are here in Facebook in a little while. Everybody else, have a good weekend, and may the trend be with you. Thank you so much. You're welcome.